getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Alrighty then, just like that, another week is upon us and another stack of polka records is screaming at me to play them. There's only one thing to do. Another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. Yes, it's your old-time oldie show, back for another week of thrills and chills and spills and anything else that rhymes. Oh, nice day here in northern Minnesota. You know, there's always something to complain about. It's 50 degrees, it's sunny, and snowbanks of snow that are 8 to 10 feet high are melting. You know what that means? Excessive amounts of water. There is always something to complain about in there. But we have Joe Fidor and the Invictas. It's very hard to say. And the Invictas, which was a Buick, by the way, will cheer us up with a happy-go-lucky polka. There you go, happy-go-lucky polka, Joe Fidor and the Invictas, getting it rolling here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I know you can't hear it when I'm talking. Maybe. No, I don't think you can. No, you can't. You can't hear it. But if you're really, 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 really quiet, you can hear the snow melting off the roof of the studio building and running down the downspout on the outside corner of the building over here. Ah, I love it. Eventually. It'll be nice out for a couple of weeks, then we'll start over again. Anyway, you're with another edition of the Oompa Hour. I would not kid you about a thing like that. Here's a Billy Kowalczyk and a Hot Lips. Thank you. I love a song with an extra big boomp at the end. That's a classy ending. Billy Kowalczyk and Hot Lips Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're back for another edition. Man, oh, man. I like sitting up here. I haven't sat up here in front of the window for a while. I can play some Pac-Man. Want to play Pac-Man? My grandson was in the studio last week, and he opens up the closet, which is jam full of equipment and cords and microphones and just general studio junk. And there's a shelf way up high at the top. Grandpa, what's that thing up there that's got the red lever on it? And I was like, that's a really old video game. Can I play it? Of course, he says. I'm like, I don't know. We'll have to see. Well, that simple question of can I play it turned into find a fingernail file to file the corroded battery gook out of the battery compartment, go find four AA batteries, figure out how to hook this into the antique VCR that we can then connect into the not-so-antique TV set, which they can then find all four of the remotes and get them to work. We can figure out a way to feed this thing through about six different items after finding an extension cord, because we're out of outlets on that end of the room, and put it all together. And darn it if we didn't spend the week playing Pac-Man. Oh, and he loves it. It's got Pac-Man and, like, shooting at spaceships and driving little race cars and stuff. You know, it's old 8-bit computer games where the graphics are really crappy, you know, and the cars are like, you know, eight little squares put together in the shape of a car. And the music all goes doodly 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 doo. You know, there's no real music. And he's digging it, man. He's five. And he's flashbacking to, like, the early 80s. yeah, so I'm sitting here with I literally do, right now, have a Pac-Man game right next to me. Turns out it's worth a pile of money because it's like 40-some years old, and it still works. It's not for sale because we have important Pac-Man monsters that we have to chase. What are they ghosts? When you're playing Pac-Man and the guys here after you, are they ghosts? I think they are. Anyway, and they're like Blinky and Stinky and Biff. I don't know. Anyway, that was a little tangent I hadn't planned on. As long as I'm talking, let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum. In Superior, Wisconsin, we're going to be in Duluth here in a couple of days because there's a car show coming. We haven't had a car show to go to in 2 years, darn it, so we're pretty excited. And, yeah, the grandson comes along with. He's five now. Last time he was at that car show, he was only three, and he was running his own DSLR camera then. So I'm expecting some really fine work out of him this year. So we'll see, but we're excited about that. We're going to be just over the bridge from the Accordion Museum. You can tell when you're getting close because the earth kind of leans from the weight. But check them out, worldofaccordions.org, on the interwebs, 1,400 accordions and whatnot on display, along with all kinds of research and educational materials, paperwork, history, stuff. You can learn stuff. You can learn to fix an accordion. You can get in on their activities they'll have coming up now for this spring and summer. They always have stuff going on, and I know that with as the COVID thing winds down and everything else starts winding up again, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. So check them out online, okay? worldofaccordions.org. Here is Oompa Town's Finest. I know because it says so on the record. With Floyd Schottmeyer singing, it's the tempo of Dakota. Town's finest, and who am I going to argue that's what's printed right on the record? That's the tempo of Dakota here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I'm telling you, I'm just weird because I'm enjoying being up here, way up, like four stories above the earth down below, watching the snow melt, and there's a lady up the street here. She's out there chopping up the ice and throwing it in the street so it melts faster. That's the kind of attitude we have up here. It's get rid of this darn snow and let's move on. That's the deal. Hey, let's do the casinos. It's the Rough House Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. Wow, was that like a really fast song to you? It's like I hardly had the next record picked out. And they were done playing. That's the casinos there. That's the Rough House Polka. I'm looking here to see. It doesn't tell how long that song is. Doesn't it seem like that went by awfully fast? Holy moly, huh? Now, why is it? By the way, I'm going to warn you, waltz coming up. A little earlier than usual. But the next record in the stack, I want to play the waltz side. So that's the way it goes. Because I am in charge of the records around here. All right, so you ever notice when you're going to blow your nose, you say, hand me your handkerchief. Give me your handkerchief. And we all pronounce it H-A-N-K-E-R. Handkerchief. It's a handkerchief. Because I'm going to play the handkerchief waltz. And it's not handkerchief. There's a D in there. It's the handkerchief waltz. And, I mean, if you're going to play an Elmer Scheid record, you ought to pronounce the title correctly, right? Thank you. Well, there you go, Waltzers. You can relax now. The pressure's off. Elmer Scheid here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now we have the Chick Uzmak Orchestra. Yeah, that's what it says here. And I can't verify this, but it's the Left-Handers Polka. So I assume they're playing left-handed. Left-Handers Polka with Chick Uzmak at his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I was trying to track down a 78 for the week. So you know, every week we try to play a 78, and I found one. I think I mentioned last week I got this bunch of 78s here that have no record company name on them and no name of any band on them. The record at the top says Polkas. And then below it just has the title of the song. There's no writer's information. There's no publishing information. There's no name of the band. There's no idea who the record company was. That was me hitting the record against the microphone, by the way. But I think we're going to give one of these a try here in a little bit. And we'll find out if the unknown band is any good and what the unknown record sounds like. It'll be an exciting mystery. But right now, the Pala Brothers Orchestra will sing Stella at the Wheel.
Stella out to drive, I just pray to stay alive. She hits 50 right away, and that's still in our driveway. I wish that she would slow down while she's driving through the town. She don't know her left from right, she scares everyone inside. Oh, I don't know what to do, stoplight's red, she goes right through. Every time she hits the brake, it gives me a bad headache. I just can't go on no more, someone help me out the door. You've gotta have some nerves of steel with my Stella at the wheel. Lights, they're flashing red. I tell her there's a train ahead. I tell her to hit the brakes, but she just accelerates. There's not much that I can say, just close my eyes and start to pray. Guess course I should have stayed in bed, but I didn't use my head. Well, I've told you all I know, now it's time for me to go. If you're smart, you'll all agree, never give your wife the key. If she has to travel far and she wants to use the car, save yourself a lot of fuss, give her money for the bus.
Stella at the wheel, Pala Brothers Orchestra there. I see the Polkaholics I have doing that one, too. That was done by a couple of people. That record is kind of worn out weird, wasn't it? Sounded a little fuzzy around the edges. I'm going to have to check on that. Don't want any fuzzy records. Oh, the heck I don't. Half the records we play on this show are fuzzy. Anyway, speaking of being fuzzy, how about the Six Fat Dutchman? When I saw this record in the stack, I thought it was Dig That Crazy Santa Claus, which is an old kind of jazzy Christmas song. And I'm like, how did that get in this pile of records? And then I realized it's Dig That Crazy Oompa Man.
Crazy Oompa Oompa Man, oh, the Oompa Man. Many oomps, the Oompa Pa, dig that crazy band. Oh, the Doompas, Oompa 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 Pa, dig that crazy song. Oh, the darling, squeeze me right as we dance around.
Six Fat Dutchman here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. How the heck you doing this week anyway? Huh? Glad you're along with for another show. Remember, if you have a request, dedication, comment, question, just want to know where to send the check. Right. There are many ways to get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters. You may leave a voice message or send a text message to area code 218-259-2985. Again, that's 218-259-2985. Probably the best way to get a message to us. Second best way is an email, oompahour@aol.com. Crummiest way to do it is on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. because I'm not very good at working Facebook. Apparently that's for young people or something. I don't know what the deal is. But I'll usually figure out your message eventually, so feel free to do that if you're on the Facebook too. But yeah, you know, you want to request or there's a band you're looking for or whatever. Most of the messages I get are from people who go, I found out you played, so-and-so of the band I want to find, on a show 3 years ago. Is there any way I could get that? There is, actually. So anyway, get in touch. Happy Oompa Hour. Here are the Dynatones. Where were you, Polka?
Jasnym ranem si chłopłodze, mamy nie łobudzę. Mama staje, mówi spać ci nie dam. Przewracam się, głowę tak przykrywam. Mama staje, mówi spać ci nie dam. Przewracam się, głowę tak przykrywam. Gdzieś ty był, Jasieńku, do rana? Gdzieś ty był? Pyta się go mama, czyż jeździł, czyż gorzałe pił? Ja nie pijak, tak mamusi mówił. Czyż jeździł, czyż gorzałe pił? Ja nie pijak, tak mamusi mówił. Biłem, ani się nie biłem. Dziewczyna mówi, że mnie kocha. Ta dziewczyna, będziesz moja żona. Dziewczyna mówi, że mnie kocha. Ta dziewczyna, będziesz moja żona.
There you go, music from the Dynatones. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. That is the Where Were You Polka. Now, here's where things get tricky today. Every show now for the last several months, I've always included a 78 RPM record, one of those good old shellac records. You know, those 10-inchers that whip around on the turntable so fast that if you watch them, you throw up. That's the deal with those. Speaking of throwing up... What a twist of topic there, huh? Wait a minute. I've been watching this woman clean the ice off of her sidewalk out the studio window here, and there's a guy with a yellow vest going around handing out things. I wonder what he's up to. Well, fortunately, I won't even hear him because I'm up in the studio. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, we always try to play a 78 in every show. It's not that I'm easily distracted. And I have one here. I have a bunch of these, actually. It's a 78 with a green label. On the top, it says Polkas. Then there's a list of songs, one or two songs on each side of the record. No mention of a record company, no mention of a publisher or a songwriter or an artist or anything. So all I can tell you is this record has a green label and the song is titled Andy's Jolly Hop Polka. So... okay, and then we'll get back to what I was talking about when I was distracted before I was distracted again. Okay, here you go. Andy's Jolly Hop Polka by an unknown band on an unknown 78 with an unknown record label. And we don't know nothing about that one, but it was a pretty good record nonetheless. So there you go with that one. Now I was going to tell you. And I don't even know why I was going to tell you now. What led me to that thought? I saw an ad for a TV show last night. Television has gotten so complicated. Remember when you used to have like four channels and you just had an antenna? And that was it. And life was simple. And if it didn't work, you jiggled it, you know. Now we got some of them come in streaming. Some of them come in the antenna. Some of them come in the cable. Some of them come in the other gizmo. And running our stuff now takes four remotes. So I don't even know. Oh, the news was coming on. And I told my daughter, I don't want to see the news. Change the channel because I'm tired of hearing the news. They never tell you anything good. And so somehow she wound up on a thing where she's flipping through channels that are on the streaming, you know, a lot of stuff like I never heard of. And my wife is a nurse and she likes to watch disgusting shows like Dr. Pimple Popper, which just, And I think there may be something worse because my daughter is flipping the shows past on the screen. And one of them, there's a profile shot. Imagine if someone was laying down flat on their back. And you were looking, I'm trying to paint a picture here, and you were looking at them from the side, and you were seeing their head and face in profile, okay? And somebody was using a giant tweezer to pull a big ugly bug out of their nose. What'd you think about that? That would be disgusting. Why would you watch that? It's a show called That Came Out of Me, and it's a whole show of doctors pulling disgusting creatures out of people's bodies. Where are they getting this stuff? Ew! That was terrible. I don't even know how that came into my brain here in the middle of the polka show. Doesn't make any sense. All right, here's the Hello Stash Polka. It's Lil Wally and the Polka All-Stars.
Hello, jak się masz, how's everybody? Hello, Staś, jak się masz, hey, long time no see. Everyone's feeling fine, drinking Polish moonshine. That's the way we feel gay, singing all the time. Everyone's feeling fine, drinking Polish moonshine. That's the way we feel gay, singing all the time. Gogo Mars, she's got pretty eyes. She is my sweetie pie, I am her only guy. She's got cash, she's got class, she's the one for me. She is my sweetie pie, I am her only guy. She's got cash, she's got class, she's the one for me.
There you go. Probably the oldest and most worn out Lil Wally record I've got in the whole library here. That is the Hello Stash Polka here on Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Now, I am going to knowingly get myself in trouble here, okay? Because I know that I have pronounced the name of this performer incorrectly before. And I received an email from somebody who told me how to correctly pronounce this name. It said, it's not blah, 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 it's blah, 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 is what it said. And this record hasn't come around for a while. And you can see where I'm going with this. I have long since forgot how to pronounce this correctly. And the record company that it's on is KL Recordings out of Wisconsin, and I like their records because I don't have that many records on that label, but the records sound fabulous, and they're nice, clean pressings, and I love their records, and I'm sure I'll pronounce the town in Wisconsin wrong, too. I should just go and start over. Normally, I would say Gary Kuchenbecker and his old Lager Orchestra, but I bet you that I said Kuchenbecker before, and it's Kuchenbecker. You want to bet that's right? Maybe not. I'm sure somebody will yell at me if I'm wrong. With his old Lager Orchestra, and K&L Records are in Hubertus, Wisconsin. Is it Hubertus or Hubertus? Hubertus feels real good when I say it, too. I don't know. But anyway, I'm sure I said something incorrectly there, but here's the Polish Piano Polka. Thank you. They're always good sounding records from those guys over at KL Records in Wisconsin. And I'm not going to try to pronounce Hubertus. Hubertus. I don't know. Or Gary Kuchenbecker and his old Lager Orchestra. I'm not going to try to say that anymore either. Let's do a Don Peachy record, shall we? And this is an older Don Peachy record, because normally I would say also from Wisconsin, which would be weird. But this one's not. This one was from Illinois on the old-time Jamboree record label. So this is an older Don Peachy record. Janie is doing the singing on this one, by the way, and it's the Red Wine Polka. Don Peachy there. Janie is singing the Red Wine Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Got room for a couple of more records yet in the show, so stand by.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty there. I think we got time for a couple more tunes in the show this week here. I'll see what I can do about that. Let's do, what are we doing here? Oh, this, I feel like I just played this one. I'm sure I didn't. Let's do the O-O Polka. Polka. It's what it says on the record. It's the O-O Polka Polka. It's Jolly Joe Timmer and his orchestra.
Raz, dva.
Tony had a girlfriend, they called her Patty Sue. And every Saturday night at 8, you could see them. Oh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance. Hey! Patty Sue and Tony were so very much in love. Every time we watched from above, we could see them. Oh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance. La 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 la. La la la. Now Patty Sue lived in a house, and it was made of glass. And every time she got in bed, you could see her. Oh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance.
There you have it, Jolly Joe Timmer there, and the O-O Polka Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I think we're going to squeak in one more here. Can we go out on a scratchy record? Sure we can. I was actually going to play The Other Side, which was the clarinet polka by Johnny Pecan and his orchestra, and the record is so scratchy and beat up, I didn't think the needle would make it all the way through, so I decided they better flip it over, and we'll go with the Rain Rain Polka on The Other Side.
We'll be right back.
All right, there you go, Johnny Pecan. That was the Rain, Rain Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and I'll tell you what, that's going to put the wraps on this bugger for the week. Yeah, it is. But I'll be back next week, of course, with another stack of records for you. So stand by for that. Maybe even a few scratchy ones again. We'll see how things work out. I'm going to go out in the front yard and watch some of this snow melt, because this time of year, we people in Minnesota really enjoy that.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. I shall return next week and we'll do it all again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.